And we are up to the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnah Tesvav in Perkei Avos. Arba Midos B'Yoshvei Lifnei Chachamim. The previous Mishnahs were discussing different attributes that students have as far as their ability to have a tefisa, to be able to actually understand what's being said, as also their ability to retain the knowledge that they had. And this is somewhat on the same line, with a little bit other forms of attributes that different students have. What are the four different ways we can compare a student to a sfog, which is a sponge, umashbech, which is a funnel, umashameres v'nafa, and you have a nafa is a sieve, and umashameres is translated over here as a strainer. So let's go through them, right? So first of all, you have the sefog, which is the sponge. Shehu seifek hasakoil. So it sounds very good on the surface. A sefog is someone who retains all of their knowledge, every single thing, just like a sponge, exactly. But the difference, the problem with that is that just like a sponge, it will soak up everything, but it doesn't make any distinction between what's good water, what's filthy water. It's all the same. So too, although it's great that a person can have such great memory and retention, but they're not able to show any distinction between that which is nonsense, that which is important, real valuable information, or information which is not as valuable. Mashbech is the funnel. Shemachnis bezo moitzi bezo. A person takes a funnel in order so their liquid doesn't spill from a higher level to go into another kli, to another vessel, so the funnel causes this liquid to go through. But the funnel itself doesn't really hold anything. And therefore, so too, maybe the child or student learns things, but it's not something which they keep for an extended period of time. On the other hand, even if the funnel in itself doesn't really have, because there's holes on both sides, that not necessarily is it going to actually hold it for a long time, it pours right through, but at least it causes the funnel to remain wet. In other words, that at least it's better than them not having heard it at all, because it's possible that you were mashpia, you did cause some positive effect on this person, that it'll trigger off something positive. And then the third is mashmeres, which is a strainer, shemoitzi es hayayin v'koiletes es hashmorim, that they would have this very thick wine with sediments at the bottom, and in order to remove these sediments on the bottom, they would pour the whole thing of wine through this strainer, and the very top of it would be where the sediments would remain, and then the wine would go through. And so too, when it comes to some students, they allow the important stuff, the wine, that which is valuable, just to go through, and they retain only the things which are not so important. They remember the things which, the little story or the little this, but not the whole real important point of the message. Then finally, the most important one, the one we should try to emulate, is the nafa, is the sieve. Shemoitzias hakemach mekoiletas esasolas. Is that the way that a sieve operates is that in order to separate from the coarse flour to the fine flour, you need to use this instrument called a sieve. And similarly, when it comes to a good student, he hears all this information, but he has to be able to know what is the information which is of tremendous value, and that is comparable to the fine flour, and that which is not as important, which is comparable to the coarse flour, he allows to remain out of his memory.